This is Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com, visiting with the Sherrard head basketball coach, Brian Hutton, entering his last season of coaching. So you had, what do they say? You had your last first day of practice this week. How did that go? Are you sentimental? Are you reflective at all yet?
Yeah, I'm getting there. It's one of those things, you always talk about that, the last of the first. And, that's where we're at on Monday's practice. And, practice went really, really well. I was really pleased with how hard the kids worked. But, it hasn't really sunk in a whole lot yet, but it is kind of weird starting to think that, this would be the last time we go through the beginning of the year stuff.
And, of course, they threw a pandemic in at the end of your career. And I know it's been strange kind of dealing with, the issue as it relates to specific sports. I know basketball last year was strange because I thought most people thought no way there would be a season. And there was kind of a season thrown together at the last minute. It basically, it was announced in late January, hey, we're going to play basketball and we're going to try and get it in a month. And, basically you kind of race to get started and it's basically a 1 month season. What did you make of that? Do you think I don't know if you call it spring or winter or what, just that modified schedule.
Oh, it was tough because you went in there and you had about the same amount of time to get ready for the first game. But then everything just came at you so quickly. And, we had to do a lot of things saying, looking at the season, we can't worry about getting this in. We can't worry about getting this in that we typically would get in and then build on things as the season goes on. You kind of had to rush with the most important things to get into your team. And from that point on, you just kind of said, well, that's probably the deepest we're going to go this year. And the other oddity is just the end of towards the end of the season. And it's like this, there's no regional prepare for, no matter how good or bad your season was going, it's like you didn't have that second season starting. And that was kind of a weird thing too. And I've always been amazed with the football coaches, when they lose their fifth game, it's like there's nothing to shoot for as far as postseason at that point in time. How do you do it? But I thought our kids really responded well last year and enjoyed getting on the court and put on the uniforms the last time. So that made it a lot easier.
And then I think the other thing that you're so accustomed to basketball being such a long season with the regular schedule because of the two traditional holidays, and you can kind of really measure or gauge where you're at. And as they say, it's, a marathon during the high school basketball season and not a sprint. And especially those years where maybe you have an inexperienced roster or you have a roster where you have to be better at the end of the year than at the beginning of the year because there's some growth involved. You really didn't get that at all last year, did you?
No, you didn't. And the other thing you missed is you missed out in the summertime because we didn't have any summer time activities to get the kids blended together. When you graduate seniors, then your juniors become seniors, your sophomores move up to varsity basketball. A lot of times you use that summer to kind of get a feel for each other as far as how to play and where they're going to be and when they're going to be there and that kind of stuff. And you missed out on that. So then when you didn't have a whole lot to do during the fall portion of the season, I guess, or the pre-Christmas part, it was difficult. And it did. It's just one of those things that I've always argued my teams always start fairly slow, and I think we get better as the season goes on most of the time. But I think last year you didn't have that feel where you could really say, hey, let's start building on this, what we want to do. So, and then, we had Justin Schultz help us out last year, and he brought a lot of different ideas, and we incorporated many of those ideas at varsity level, and our kids weren't, as accustomed to that. And so that was a problem too, trying to get that, saying, hey, we're going to play a little more zone this year because our personnel dictates it, and trying to get the kids accustomed to that in such a shortened season. So it did bring a lot of complexity with it. But the thing I kind of liked about it is the fact that you got your seniors, your Brady Hartmans, your Will Franks, and a couple other kids who came out at the end of the last year come out and get to have that season at least, even though it wasn't a full season.
And, the other strange thing here, Coach, when you look at just the situation of the schedule now of, well, you have a basketball season, but now you get back to the regular basketball season where you have like two football seasons in between. You have a high school baseball season in there. You have summer, you have all that. So that's another strange kind of transition from last season to this season.
Yeah, and I know talking to Coach Munson last spring, he didn't coach this year. He decided to step down, but that's one of the things he talked about. We're having a spring football season and then a fall football season, and only a couple months apart. And it's like, I started thinking about it going, yeah, it's kind of weird to have two football seasons before I have a basketball season. And so, yeah, just a lot of things we had to adjust to on the fly. And, you know, I got to give the kids a lot of credit. You know, they talk about kids' resiliency and their flexibility, and they were pretty amazing with how well they were able to adjust to that. And like I said, probably the biggest disappointment in what was made as far as basketball goes is still that lack of a postseason last year to have that excitement of a regional, regional play. But, I was very impressed with how the kids adapted, and they probably did a better job than the coaching staff did.
All right, so you look at your, professional career started in 1987, and you fast forward to 2021. So it looks like about 34 years. So has it gone by that fast?
You know, it really has. And that's one of the things you start taking a look. And I've got every tape, I think, left over from years ago as a head coach. When I was assistant for the first 7 years at Sherrard, I don't have those tapes, but I have every other tape. And, it is one of those things that you see so many changes and so many, the style of play and how it's changed over the years. And, it's one of those things that it's, at times it seems kind of long, and sometimes during the summertime now, it seems a little bit longer as we're trying to get kids around it up to go play. But it really has. You go back to the early times with Steve Egger and Jeremiah Johnson and Todd Swanson, that group of kids were one of my first groups to coach, and now we're finishing up here with a lot of younger classes with Holland Anderson and those kids that played a little bit for us last year. And it's just like, it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of time in between sometimes.
Well, how do you approach this season then, your last season? I know we're just, a couple of days into practice. So how are you looking at this thing here in the final go around?
Well, we talked to the kids a little bit about yesterday in practice or the other day in practice. It's like, I want to go out with the idea that the program's going to head in the right direction. And I thought it's one of the things I've been a little disappointed in myself since returning from Mercer County to Sherrard. I don't think we've made the strides that we made as far as where I want the program to be when I leave it. And so that's one of the big goals is how do we get Sherrard back to the point where we are a competitive basketball team where we're fighting for championships? Because, one of the things that really, really bothers me about Sherrard basketball right now is, I might have missed a year for sure, for certain, but I think it was in 2009, the last time a Sherrard team actually won a regional game. And you're not even talking about a regional championship or being in a regional championship, you're just talking about winning a regional game. There's been a lot of, first round exits for the Sherrard basketball program, and that's one of the things I want to, fix a little bit before I leave, is to get us back on that stage where we're pushing people. And we know, Rock Ridge obviously is the kind of the cream of crop in our area. And it's going to be tough to challenge them maybe for a conference championship this year. But that's one of our goals. We want to push them and see what we can do. And then regional time, if it plays out that we're in the same regional, that we can try to at least put a little scare in those guys as well. But that's kind of the goal for me as a coach is not only to build these guys up and try to make them better basketball players, better people, but also to try to get the program back on more solid footing.
And you're going to leave before the shot clock is implemented, which it's coming. Yeah. But so was the biggest thing for you then? You started in 87. So that was the 3-point shot. Had that been in yet when you started?
Yeah, the 3-point shot actually, I did, it was in Illinois. I was still in the process of experimenting with it. I think when I first started coaching, if I remember correctly, but Illinois already had that. So yeah, there hasn't been a huge changeover, as far as the rules and the way the game is played. It's played much different as far as the non-rules part of it, but there hasn't been a whole lot of differences, that have been, the earth shattering shot clock type things, coming down the pipe.
And, over 34 years, you've experienced the ebb and flows of being a high school coach. Now, you've made it 34 years. You've had some great times, up times. You've had some down times. You've kind of experienced it all, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it's like, I remember my first year coaching, Jeremiah Johnson, Todd Swanson, those other guys were juniors, and we just really struggled out of the gate. And, when I took over as head coach, I think I thought I knew everything there was to know about basketball. And it's like, look out world, here I come. And we struggled out of the gates the first time. And I remember the first year going, why did I ever want to do this? Because it was such a more demanding job than being a sophomore coach. I'd been under Gary Flecker for years. But you know, then the second year we ended up getting the super sectional, and I thought, okay, this is a lot better. And, you know, you get to that, you know, you play in those regionals and the gyms are just packed and the sectionals were packed. And then, you know, play at a big venue, you would play at UT. And it was just, I thought this is what it's going to be all the time. This is what we're going to be as Chouinard basketball is constantly pushing for that. Well, then it took a couple more years to get ourselves back in, and honestly never made it back to a super sectional yet. So, you know, you experience that. And obviously the low probably for me, was getting released at Chouinard several years ago. And I kind of tried to take a look and say, well, what positives came out of that? And I think the positive now is I got to go down Mercer County and then meet a whole new group of kids and a little bit different culture when you talk about the kids down there. And I was so impressed with how some of those first kids, like the Tanner Mattox and those kids and Brett Anderson and those kids, really how hard they were willing to work for this new coach coming in. And so I always try to take, you know, you look for that positive light, and then, you know, it's definitely a downer to get released from Chouinard, but at the same time, getting an opportunity in Mercer County was great.
I remember the one thing that I think is a great testimony about you is something that Darren Bazzari said to me about a kid he recruited when he was at Blackhawk by the name of Colt Minch. And he said to me about, hey, when I recruit kids, I want to make sure I recruit a kid that, you know, is playing for a coach that is challenging and can be hard on that youngster, because I think those type of kids can make it maybe at the next level. They have a better chance to make it at the next level. I'm like, maybe Darren's right about that, and maybe Coach Hutton, his style is the right way if you want to play at the next level. What about hearing something like that?
Well, first of all, it means a lot to me, but at the same time, it's like I think I can now use that as at least an excuse why I'm such a jerk to kids sometimes. But in all honesty, it's like I've always demanded things out of kids. And I looked at Colt Minch as a kid, and he and I had this conversation his junior year, is you have so much potential, and I hate seeing wasted potential. I don't care if it's in the classroom on the basketball court, if you have the potential to step up. And that's when you take a look at why am I so hard on certain kids? Well, that's why. When I see potential in a kid, I'm going to try to push and push and push as much as I can to get that out of them. And sometimes that comes off of the parents, like, that guy's just mean to my kid or a jerk to my kid, whatever. But that's the thing at the end of the day is you appreciate the kids. You love the kids. You get the coach. And it's not about not liking them or disliking them. It's just a matter of trying to get the most out of them. And my own kids is the same way, right? And there's times I got after my own kids that way because I didn't feel they were doing what they could do as a person. So there's a little bit of method to the madness that you see on the outside. Looks a little insane sometimes, but there's always a reason to do that. And you know, Colton Minch is one of the kids I seen at our banquet. I think he's probably one of the kids that ranks in the top five all time getting yelled at by Coach Hutton. But that kid also went on to college and played some basketball and became a pretty good, a solid player for Blackhawk.
All right. Began in 1987 and finishing up in 2021, 2022. Coach, we'll look forward to covering the Tigers this winter.
All right. We'll see you.
Brian Hutton, head coach of the Chouinard Tigers, joining us on WRMJ.